Well, Happy New Year, everybody. Happy 2006. This is Adam, and this is the Krebs Cast. For those of you that are first-time listeners, my name's Adam. I live in Dallas, and this is the audio version of my blog here. Not really. It's a podcast. It's separate from my blog. So it's different. But anyway, in any case, Happy New Year, everybody. And I hope everyone had a really good New Year's Eve, a safe New Year's Eve, and had a lot of fun. Brad and I had pretty much, we got a tremendous amount of things done on New Year's Eve. It was bizarre. We ran a lot of errands. It was really strange, and I think it was the most productive day of 2005 for me, to be quite honest. But we got a lot of things done, and I apologize for the timbre of my voice. I just kind of woke up a little while ago, and we stayed up late drinking, but so yeah, we got a lot of things done, and it was interesting because we had to go what I call north of what our stomping grounds are here in Dallas, and it's really strange. We don't like to go north of a street called Mockingbird in Dallas because after you go past that street, it's just iterations of the same shit. It's strip mall, island of suburban track homes, strip mall, island of suburban track homes, Walmart, strip mall. I mean, it's so, we just, not to offend anybody that lives in the suburbs, but we don't usually go past Mockingbird. So it's always weird and a lot of fun whenever we do, because it's kind of like a little trip out to the suburbs or something, but it's not really the suburbs, but it's always just a little bit odd. Because people are they're really different when you start to get out of just the little downtown area over here. So it's kind of weird, but it was strange. We saw this really hot man, though. He was really hot. He was like this huge, buff, bald-headed, rough-looking guy. He was massive, too. He was totally on steroids, and he was riding around in this truck, but it was nice to see that. We saw him at a gas station. It was pretty hot. He was all like greasy and everything, so we had to get our car inspected, but anyway, that's what we did yesterday. We just ran around running errands. But then later in the evening, we had a friend over. That's right. You heard me correctly. A friend, because we're losers and we have no friends here. But no, I don't know. We have friends. It's just, we don't have very many friends, but that's okay. But we had a friend over. And I made some food. I made some fresh hummus, and I made some baked pasta and stuff like that. It was nice and it was simple. We just we stayed up and we played Scrabble and got drunk, and we played a trivia game or something that Brad's sister gave us for Christmas. It's one of those. It's kind of like those things that you have in the bar, where you have a controller, and you have to answer the questions and you have to push the number. It was fun. In any case, Brad was winning every single one of them, and my friend Kim and I, she's the friend that we had over, she and I were just intent on making sure that he didn't win after once we broke out the Trivial Pursuit 90s edition, which I don't know if any of you have played that, but it's pretty cool, actually. All the questions are from the 90s, and I love that, because, that's kind of like my decade, and the pieces, I guess you call them tokens, that you move around the board. You have a choice between Kurt Cobain or a cup of coffee. It looks like a latte or something, or a PDA, or it's really funny. I really enjoyed it. It was a lot of fun. We had a lot of fun with that and everything. So, and that's what we did last night. We stayed up late, and then we just, we're watching the television, waiting for the ball to drop. And it's really weird, because for some reason, in Dallas, we turned on ABC. Oh, and then it was really sad, because Dick Clark had a stroke, I guess, last year, and he's doing the ABC coverage this year, and it was so sad, because his voice is kind of not what it used to be and everything, and I was just like, oh God, the passage of time. So it was weird watching that, actually. But when we turned it on, the ball had already dropped. They had already shown what had happened in New York. And I guess the ABC here, they showed it live. And they didn't want to show it recorded, so that it would be, midnight when the ball dropped here in Dallas. So I was, looking all over the place. So then we turned on the Fox one with Regis Philbin and everything. So it was, you know, and we popped open some cava. Cava is like, it's from Spain, and it's from the region Catalonia, and that's where Barcelona is, and that's like, that's their version of champagne, and it's really good. It was, you know, we got it for $5 a bottle, and I was concerned, because when you get anything for $5 a bottle, you have to, you know, caveat emptor, buyer beware. So I was really concerned, but it turned out to be really good, actually. It was pretty good. I was very pleased. For $5, you got something that wasn't that bad. So that was good. And we just, you know, watched the ball drop with Regis and some, I don't know what was on television with him, some blonde woman. And then they pulled up, like, Regis, after the ball dropped, this blonde woman, she was up there with him. I don't know, I think she's on some, I don't know what she is, but he just said, hey, wait a minute, we have a gift for you. And he just pulled up this, like, random New York City firefighter who was, you know, mildly attractive. And she just started, like, kissing him, and it was so bizarre. I was like, okay, you know, I guess people kiss strangers, I guess. Oh, they do, actually. You want to know how I know that? Because I was thinking of New Year's Gone By last night, actually. And I was thinking of, and we were all talking about, oh, you know, I can't believe it's 2006, you know, the millennium, you know, it was 6 years ago, blah, blah, blah. And we were thinking, you know, we were all discussing, what were you doing, you know, on the millennium, you know? Because apparently, you know, everybody had all these big plans for them, whatever. But I was at a party. And that was the night that I seduced this straight guy. He was straight. I mean, I think I was the only gay guy at that party. But anyway, yeah, I like was like making out with him like in somebody's backyard, I think. And my friend Heather caught me. I don't know why I used that. Well, she did actually. She caught me doing this, and she yelled at me because at the time I had a boyfriend, but it wasn't really a boyfriend. It was just some stupid thing that I had with this guy named Dave. But and then she made me stop, and I was like, no, I don't want to stop. But anyway, it was I remember that very clearly. He was hot. He was very like rough trade kind of guy. What is it with like rough trade? I'm saying I saw this guy yesterday, he was rough trade. But he wore like jeans and a flannel shirt, and he had like a shaved head and everything. But yeah, it was nice, and he had like a goatee. It was really good. I remember that. That was a good New Year's Eve. Yeah, we were remembering New Year's Eve past last night. I remember another thing I remembered was the New Year's Eve 1998 going into 1999. My friend Heather had this tremendous party at her apartment in Tempe, because she was going to ASU at the time, and she was rooming with Kathy, another friend of ours. And with this big party, and our friend Brian got sick and towards the end of the night. And so we took him and we put him in her bathtub because we didn't want him throwing up all over the place. So we took him in the bathtub. And then another one of our friends, Deva, she was totally smashed. And, you know, we laid Brian in the bathtub. And she said, there was like this plate of shrimp cocktail with cocktail sauce. And she said, he needs shrimp. Shrimp's gonna get him better. Shrimp's gonna protect him from getting sick. So she takes the tray of shrimp cocktail, whatever shrimp was left, and she just dumps it all over him while he's in the tub. And he's like half awake, you know, half conscious in the tub, and he's covered in shrimp and shrimp cocktail sauce. And it was really amusing, but the funny part was that the next morning when I woke up, I went to go take a shower because I was just, you know, you wake up, you're crusty, I'm like sleeping on the floor with like 10 other people. It was this huge party. I don't know, it was like 20 people or something. But I wake up, excuse me, I have so, oh, my voice is terrible. I wake up and I go take a shower, and I'm just showering or anything. I didn't even remember that we put Brian in the shower, and it didn't even seem odd to me that he still wasn't there. But all I, you know, I'm taking a shower and I feel something on my feet, and I look down, and there's shrimp tails all in the bottom of the shower. And I started laughing because then I realized, I remembered what we did, and what occurred to me is that somebody ate the shrimp. So I guess Brian, in his, you know, half-conscious state, wound up eating the shrimp, and it allowed him to get out of the tub. So the lesson of that story is shrimp will cure you when you when you're really drunk on New Year's Eve. But anyway, what else about New Year's? I hate New Year's. I've never really been into it. I don't like to go out to the bars. I don't like that song "Auld Lang Syne." I hate it. It's so fucking depressing. Should all acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? I mean, what the hell does that mean? Like, just forget everything? You know, it's weird. It's a weird song. I don't like it. I don't like it at all. But I never really liked going out to the bars or anything on New Year's. I never got into New Year's. It was always really depressing for me. But even as a child, I just never understood it. I just thought it was, like, the stupidest celebration ever. But, you know, whatever. You make the most of it. You just have some friends over. You do what you want. That's fun. But, oh, we were watching, you know, TV last night during the whole ball-dropping thing in Manhattan. And I saw the most disgusting thing. I don't know if anybody's seen this yet. There's the Kong-sized Whopper at Burger King because of King Kong. See, this is the first time I'm seeing this because I have TiVo and I never watch commercials. And last night was the first time I watched live TV in a very, very long time. So I was just disgusted. And we looked up the nutritional information for that. That burger's got 2,000 calories. I mean, what a way to start off your new year to, like, eat that shit, you know? But anyway, it's just, I just can't believe that there's a Kong-sized Whopper. But that's what I did last night. I watched TV, fun times. But anyway, I don't have any resolutions, I don't think, this year. I can't think of anything. I don't even think I had them last year. I think maybe I made some kind of ridiculous resolution to, work on my back at the gym or something. Like, something really vain like that. But I can't think of anything that I would want to resolve to do. Well, I mean, I guess I could work on the relationship with my brother, my oldest brother, Paul. And I need to do that. I need to do that. But I don't even know where to begin with that. It's so strange because he's so much older than me. And normally I'm fine with relating to older people, but, you know, it's different when it's your family member and you really don't know anything about that person. It's very strange, but I need to work on that this year, I guess. But I'll probably forget about that in 2 weeks and just, you know, keep doing my thing that I do with him. But anyway. And, oh, I wanted to say something, actually. You'll notice on my blog now that on the right-hand side of my, on the sidebar, there is a button that says call me, okay? And what it is actually a drop-down menu. And if you see all these different kinds of options, that's for Skype. And I signed up for Skype. It's a voice over IP service. Basically, you can call people, like, computer to computer for free. And I have also found out how I can record our conversations. So, ergo, if you would like to call me on Skype and then we can record it, it would, like, be doing a joint podcast. So, Skype is free. You can go to www.skype.com. You can download the software. They have it for Mac and for PC. And then you can call me on Skype as long as you have a microphone. And, you know, you can have your output will be your speakers or your headphones or whatever. And we can, you know, record a podcast together. And I've contacted some of you about this already. And I would really, really like to do this. So just, you know, drop me an email or something like that if you have any ideas about anything you want to talk about. It's just, you know, whatever. We'll do this open forum style. And, you know, you can also chat with me on Skype too. So I'll try and be on as often as possible. So go to Skype. It's also really cool if you know people in foreign countries because you can Skype. It's called Skyping out. You can buy credit on Skype and it's cheaper than any calling card, and you can call landline phones in, you can call them in the United States, within the United States too, but it's probably not worth it, but it's, you can call them in foreign countries. So it's really neat. And you can also sign up. Skype also has voicemail. So if you want to, if you need voicemail and stuff like that, it's really, really cool technology, I think. So give me a holler if you want to, if you want to do a joint podcast or something, and just think of some things we need to talk about. So, but that's it. That's my New Year podcast. Happy 2006, everybody. I know this wasn't the most exciting podcast, but I said I'd do one, so I'm doing it. So I sound like a grumpy, grumpy bitch. But anyway, I'm going to go to Chinese food today because that's our tradition. That tradition started because it's actually my family's tradition. I think it started because my mother, at this time of the year, around this time, she's so sick and tired of fucking cooking because she's been chained to the stove because she cooked for, you know, all the damn holidays. She just put down her foot and said, we're going out to Chinese food every year. We always did that. So I'm going to go out to Chinese food, and I hope you all have a really good day. And I wish you all the best in 2006. And I look forward to blogging and podcasting with you into the new year. All right, everybody. Take care.